That was my older brother downstairs. I was overhearing him talk about all kinds of things about, it's about Barack Obama. He's a, my brother's a Donald Trump supporter who beats me. He's over twice my size. He's a former boxer. He's promoting a boxing event this weekend downtown. He beats me when I'm in drag. He's transphobic. He's homophobic. He's racist. He's misogynistic. He doesn't like women. I mean, he really just hates everybody. He's been living in this house 5 years, doing nothing with his life and beating me. I have psoriasis all over my body. That is a genetic condition. He doesn't have it, but I have it. I'm directly related, but for some reason I have the psoriasis gene and he doesn't, but I am like the only one of my siblings that has this gene, apparently, but I get it from my aunt on my mom's side. So my mom doesn't have it either. But none of these people understand psoriasis. He's activated by stress and they don't care that him beating me down regularly makes it bleed. Makes it spread worse than it already does normally because it's stressful just to have it. And that's psoriasis on my arms. That's just on the arms. I don't know if it's, well, it's somewhat noticeable too, but anyway. I don't know if it's noticeable on my neck, but I definitely feel it's on my neck. He's been beating me down the past 5 years almost. It's been about 5 years. And he's extremely racist, he's extremely homophobic, he's extremely transphobic, he's extremely misogynistic, and he's obsessed with talking about Barack Obama, and he's a big gun supporter. And he's a bigot. He's a really bad person. Who beats me right in front of them. I mean, both of my parents are in their 70s. The only reason I'm not getting out of here right now is because I have psoriasis. My psoriasis prevents me from really doing a lot. I have arthritis in my hands from it because I have psoriatic arthritis. It's a lot similar to rheumatoid arthritis. It's a really bad problem to have a stress-activated condition that's the immune system being overactive. And not being able to afford treatments, I'm only just recently getting accepted for treatment, despite my low income. These people are bigots. I'm exposing these people at this point because this is pathetic. You too, Addie, if you're watching. My sister is terrible for letting this happen. That's sad.